Hi, this is Keith, your host.
He is the man who gets the money.
And welcome back to the Retro Radio Podcast.
Because it's different and everybody likes it.
Merry Christmas from me and the RetroBots.
But he ain't even alive.
David, Tom,
and Jill.
Thanks for visiting the place where it's always family friendly and always good, clean fun.
Come inside, everybody.
Visit us on the web
at retro-otr.com. Comment or email, we would love to hear from you.
Oh, we pleased to hear from you.
Hey out there, podcast listeners, and Merry Christmas from Keith, your host at the Retro Radio Podcast. This year, I am planning on doing something a little different. I'm going to have an all Burns and Allen Christmas. I'm going to try to play all their Christmas episodes, at least the ones that I know about and can find, beginning with 1936 and all the way up through, I think it might be as late as 48 or sometime in the 50s is the latest one I can find. Try to squeeze them all in, and so here we go.
Our feature today is Mailing Christmas Packages, December 16, 1941.
But first, let's get into the Christmas spirit with The Santa Claus March, with Joe Cohen and Red Evans.
Shoulder to shoulder with Santa Claus, the tramping through the snow. We're filling the air with hooray, hurrahs, the tiny trumpets blow. Old Santa is riding the big parade, presents made, all displayed. Now for the Santa Claus march. Over treetop, over rooftop, must have missed us all. But we haven't filled our goal. There's a stocking with a hole. Up the ladder, down the chimney, everyone's asleep. We mustn't tell St. Nick. Shoulder to shoulder with Santa Claus, the champion through the snow. We're filling the air with hooray, hurrahs, the tiny trumpets blow. Oh, Santa is starting the big parade.
Once a year, you can hear the happy Santa Claus march.
Shoulder to shoulder with Santa Claus, the champion through the snow. We're filling the air with hooray, hurrahs, the tiny trumpets blow. Oh, Santa is starting the big parade, presents made, all displayed. Now for the Santa Claus march. Over treetop, over rooftop, must have missed us all. But we haven't filled our goal. There's a stocking with a hole. Up the ladder, down the chimney, everyone's asleep. We mustn't tell St. Nicholas there.
That isn't fair.
He best beware. He mustn't see what Santa brought. I held it hard.
A marching we will go. We're shoulder to shoulder with Santa Claus, the champion through the snow. We're filling the air with hooray, hurrahs, the tiny trumpets blow. Oh, Santa is starting the big parade. Once a year, you can hear the happy Santa Claus.
Let's do one more, even if we go a little long.
Okay, here's a classic from Jimmy Durante, Frosty the Snowman.
Come a little closer, children. I've got a story to tell.
Oh, gee.
It's about a man you've heard of, and I knew him well. He was born on a cold winter's morning and went on to gain great fame. But may I begin my story and refer to him by name?
Please do.
Frosty the snowman was a jolly, happy soul, with a corncob pipe and a button nose and two eyes made out of coal. Frosty the snowman made the children smile, they say, and were they surprised when he rolled his eyes and he came to life that day. There must have been some magic in that old silk hat they found, for when they placed it on his head, he began to dance around. Frosty the snowman was a lamb as he could be, and the children say he could laugh and play just the same as you and me. With a corncob pipe and a button nose and two eyes made out of coal. Surprised when he rolled his eyes and he came to life that day.
But Uncle Jimmy, you didn't finish your story.
I know, I just paused to catch my breath.
What happened to Frosty when he came to life that day?
Oh, he got in a lot of trouble, you see. Frosty the snowman knew the sun was hot that day, so he said, let's run and we'll have some fun before I melt away.
Where'd he go?
Down to the village with a broomstick in his hand, running here and there and around the square, saying, catch me if you can. He led them down the streets of town, right through the traffic cop, and he only paused a moment when he heard him holler, stop.
No!
Frosty the snowman had a hurry on his way, but he waved goodbye saying, don't you cry, I'll be back again someday. Tumpity tump tump, tumpity tump tump, look at Frosty go. Tumpity tump tump, tumpity tump tump, over the hills and snow.
Now for our featured presentation.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, eight ways letters, one, two.
Yes, sir, the new Burns and Allen Show, presented by Lever Brothers Company, the makers of Swan, the new white floating soap that's eight ways better than old-style floating soap. Here's Paul Whiteman. Your Swanee announcer, Bill Goodwin. Jimmy Cash. And the Swan Quartet singing Gay Ranchero.
A gay ranchero, a caballero, can always find someone to pet. A senorita, a sweet pepita, her other loves we'll soon forget. If he's insistent and she's not distant, the senorita will confess. Her gay ranchero, her caballero, need only ask and she'll say yes. And on his rancho, we know by Pancho, with his pepita by his side. She thinks he's handsome, worth any ransom. To him she's still a blushing bride. Our gay ranchero, our caballero, still tells the world of how they met. This caballero, says he has nothing to regret. But when the story that I once was told is a little secret that I must unfold. For he found the promise that they had in store. Now they really got me cheated by the score.
Now we take you to their home where we find Gracie in the kitchen having a talk with Martha, the new cook.
I hope you like it here, Aunt Martha. George, that's my husband. He's very easy to please, and he says I'm very simple, too.
I know I'll like it here, ma'am.
Well, that's a good girl. How old are you, Martha?
Just 17, ma'am.
My, that's young. But of course, when I was 17, I wasn't any older than you are.
Well, I sure hope I'll give satisfaction then. You know, I ain't a very fancy cook.
No, you're not. But I always say it's more important to have an honest face.
Oh, everybody says my stare-ifs are good.
Well, that's nice. And it's important to be healthy, too. Oh, and by the way... Oh, I'll answer it, Martha. Hello? Who? Yes. Oh, you sound just like my sister Bessie. Oh, you are my sister Bessie. Ah, well, now guess who this is? No. Give up? Well, this is Gracie. How's Mama? Well, that's good. And Papa? You don't care to discuss Papa? You mad at him? What happens every time you bring a new fellow to the house? Oh. Papa gives him permission to marry you before the boy gets his hat off? Oh, well, that's Papa. You remember the first time George came to dinner at our house? Papa said to him, Mr. Burns, do you intend to remain single or would you like another piece of roast beef? And George was so hungry, we announced our engagement immediately. What? Well, I know, Bessie, but you can't be so choosy. You'd be 26 for only a few more years. Honestly? Papa gave you 3 presents for Christmas? What were they? Oh, a hope chest, a bridal veil, and a bear trap. Oh, well, wear them in good health, Bessie. Oh, and thanks for calling. Goodbye.
And Mrs. Burns, this is my first day as your cook, and I'd like to know if Mr. Burns likes lots of seasoning in his food.
Oh, by all means, Martha. So when you wash the vegetables, be sure to use plenty of bath salt.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, you go right ahead with your work, Martha. I'm going in to see if Herman is through with his lunch. Here, I told George to oil that kitchen door. Hello, Herman. Oh, are you all finished with your lunch, Herman? That's good. Why, Herman Burns. You didn't... Oh, but spinach is good for you, Herman. I only give it to you because you must have iron in your system. No, I mean iron that gives you strength. Not iron like in buckshot. Spinach is what builds muscles, Herman. Have you ever seen Daddy George's muscles? So you've seen them, huh? But look what spinach does for Popeye. Popeye. Oh, Herman, sometimes I think you don't listen when I read you the funnies on Sunday. Well, Popeye is a big, tough sailor, remember? Popeye. When Popeye gets in trouble, he just eats a great big bowl of spinach. And then he beats up all the villains, and that's why his sweetheart loves him. And Herman, wouldn't you like to have a girl love you? Oh, it's the door. Now, Herman, when I get back here, I want every drop of that finish. Oh, hello, Bill. Hello, Jimmy.
Hello. Hello, Gracie. Where's George?
I sent him out to play golf for his health.
Oh, I see.
He doesn't know it, but the doctor told me that greens are good for him.
I see. Well, tell him we just dropped in on our way to the post office. Jimmy is sending his girl a present.
Jimmy, you must like this girl.
Yes, ma'am.
He's crazy about her.
Yes, ma'am.
How much do you love her, Jimmy?
Well, how much does he love her? Why, Gracie, when she buys root beer at his grocery store, she doesn't have to leave any deposit on the bottle.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, my Jimmy Cash, you're a regular Romeo.
Yes, ma'am. And what a salesman. Gracie, you should see this kid at the grocery store.
Oh, Mr. Goodwin.
Now, Jimmy, just tell Gracie the way you sell swan. Huh?
Well, I tell my customers that swan is...
The first really new white floating soap since the gay 90s? It's 8 ways better than old-style floating soaps? Then what do you say, Jimmy?
Well, I say that
Swan gives loads of rich, thick, creamy suds. Why, Swan suds twice as fast, even in the hardest water. That's why Swan is great for washing the dishes, and why it's swell for washing hankies and hose and lingerie. Is that what you say, Jimmy?
Yes, sir.
My, what a salesman. Jimmy, I never knew you had it in you.
Me neither.
And then for a grand finish, Jimmy says, Swan comes in a green wrapper with a white swan on the
front.
Well, we better run along now, Gracie. We're on our way to the post office.
Oh, that reminds me. I've got to mail this package, too.
Gee, that's a beautiful package, all wrapped in pink cellophane with a big blue bow. What's in it?
2 dozen rocks.
Rocks?
Yes, for a friend of mine who has a rock garden.
Oh. Yeah, well, that's a nice inexpensive gift.
Yeah, I found them in my backyard, but she'll never know it. I pasted a Saks Fifth Avenue label on every rock.
Well, goodbye, Gracie. Goodbye, Jimmy.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Oh, Herman, all you've been doing is playing with that spinach. Don't you like it? Now, you eat it. It's good for you. It'll put feathers on your chest. Oh, maybe I'll put too much sugar in it. Let me see if I can find some lemon. Oh, here's something in this bottle that says lemon mint. Rubbing lemon. Oh, now there you are. I poured it all in. That's right, Herman. You're a very, very naughty boy, and you fly right up to your room and stay there. I don't care if I did hurt his feelings. Oh, dear, now it's the door. Mother's Day is never done.
Hello, sweetheart.
Oh, hello.
What a game of golf.
Did you beat USC again?
Yeah, 3 weeks in a row. Boy, I'm starved.
Well, we have a new cook, George. She's just 17 years old, and her name is Martha, and she comes from Nebraska, and she's 5'3", and she likes Ronald Coleman pictures.
Did she cook?
Oh, darn it. I knew there was something I forgot to ask her.
Well, it doesn't matter as long as she knows what kind of movie she likes. Gracie, isn't there something to eat?
Yeah, but it'll spoil your dinner. And besides, we have to go to the post office to mail this package.
Well, I can't wait for dinner. I'm going to eat this spinach. Oh, what's in the spinach? It's simply awful.
Oh, George Burns, you're just like your son Herman. You go right up
my
to your
son room. Herman, Gracie, I told you about him.
Jimmy Cash singing My Foolish Heart and I.
We're in love with you, my foolish heart and I. What a pair we two, my foolish heart and I. I say to my heart, you are not so smart to love one who doesn't love you. And my heart replies, I know it's not wise, but if I'm a fool, look at you. And I must confess, my foolish heart is right. When you won't say yes, why do we pray each night? Well, my foolish heart and I. Well, maybe someday we'll hear you say, darling, let's give love a try. Oh, till then we'll pray, my foolish heart and I.
Pick up George, Gracie, and the package at the post office. And if parcel post is 12 cents a pound, George has got a fortune on his hands.
Gracie, both my arms are going to sleep. Honestly, this package feels like it has rocks in it. I wish this line would move a little faster.
George Burns, don't you dare criticize the post office. Why, I honestly believe that if it wasn't for the post office, we wouldn't get half of our mail.
Gracie, I'm not complaining about the post office.
Well, you better not. Look up there in that wall. See what it says? Neither rain nor snow, nor sleet nor gloom of night shall save these couriers from the completion of their appointed rounds. That's the motto of the California Post Office.
That's the motto of all post offices.
You mean they have that kind of weather in other places, too?
Well, let's forget it. The post office is a wonderful place, but this package weighs a ton, and there are still eight people ahead of me in this line.
Oh, look, that window over there is opening up. Hurry, George. We'll be the first in line. Come on, George.
Who's first?
I am. I'd like to mail this package. Oh, this window's for money orders. Next?
I'd like to get a money order.
Oh, fine. I better get back to that line again. Pardon me, miss. Wasn't I standing in this line?
I wouldn't be surprised.
Right in front of you?
I wouldn't be surprised.
Then I'll get back there.
That would surprise me.
But look,
you can't talk to my husband that way. If you have anything to say to my husband, tell it to me and I'll tell it to him.
Well, tell him to get to the end of the line.
George, get to the end of the line.
I was standing right here.
Get back there.
Well, I guess they want me to get back to the end of the line. Well, come on, Gracie, come on.
Well, don't worry, George. After I tell the superintendent what happened, he'll put that woman in her place. Then you can stand in front of her.
Well, thanks.
Oh, look out, George. You get hit by that mail truck.
That isn't a mail truck.
Oh, no. Oh, hello, Paul.
Hello, kid. Well, kids, how'd you like to have some of these potato chips?
Always carrying food. Paul, you don't happen to have a tuna fish on white.
Oh, don't be silly, George. I don't carry everything with me. You'll have to take it on rye.
Okay, put a little mayonnaise on it if you're wearing your vest.
I'll see you later. I'm going over to buy $20 worth of stamps.
Well, here I am at the end of this line with this package is weighing me down. It's breaking my back.
Well, I'm going to find the superintendent. I'll get you out of this line in 2 minutes if I have to talk to him all day.
Gracie, come back here.
Come back? Nothing. I'm going. Goodbye.
Oh,
heaven. Oh, pardon me. Oh, I'm sorry. I knocked your bundle down.
Oh, that's all right. I guess I shouldn't be in the post office this time of the year.
Superintendent can be.
Hello, Gracie.
Hello, Bill. Did you help Jimmy mail that package to his girl?
Oh, yes. He got it off all right. Gee, that Jimmy's a cute kid. He was so worried because he didn't know what to give his girl for Christmas.
Well, what did he finally give her?
Well, I don't know yet. He mailed her 250 box tops and told her to send in for what she wants.
Well, George gave me a beautiful bracelet for Christmas.
Well, Gracie, Christmas isn't till next week.
Well, I won't tell him he gave it to me until next week.
Oh. Where is he now?
Right over there in line. He's the one holding the bundle with the flannel pants.
Boy, he looks all in. If the line wasn't so close together, he'd fall down.
Well, I'll see you later, Gracie.
You've got to find that superintendent. Oh, I've got an idea. George, come here.
Gracie, I'm second in line.
But I must see you before you get to the window.
Well... what is it?
When you get to the window, ask the man where the superintendent's office is.
Is that what you called me out of the line for?
Yes.
Well, I'm sorry, mister, but I was standing in front of you.
Get back at the end of the line.
Well, I was standing right here.
Get back at the end of the line.
Get back.
Get back.
Get back.
Get back.
Yeah, get back.
Come on. Come on. This bundle is so heavy, it should be holding me. Well, here I am at the end of the line again.
Oh, well, now, don't worry. I'll find that superintendent. I'll tell him a thing or two. Oh, pardon me. Oh, I'm terribly sorry. I spoke to Bundy's again.
Oh, that's all right. I shouldn't be mailing all these gifts. My relatives hate me anyway.
Where could that superintendent be? Oh, this must be his window. There's a big crowd here. Oh, would you let me in, please? Just for a second. Mister, are you the superintendent?
No, I'm sorry. I can't help you. I'm busy selling defense stamps.
Selling them? Selling them? Well, you ought to be buying them. Everybody ought to be buying them.
Lady, you don't understand.
You should be ashamed of yourself selling them. Don't you know how important defense stamps are and defense bonds?
Madam, I...
Well, every dime, every dollar counts. The government's got to have money. But are you buying stamps? Are you buying bonds? No, you're selling them.
But, madam,
I buy stamps. I buy bonds. My friends all buy them. Everybody is buying them. But are you?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Oh, well, good. That's all I wanted to know. Now, let me see. Oh, pardon me, madam, but do you know where the superintendent's office is?
I'm afraid not. I'm a stranger here.
Oh, really? Where are you from?
I'm from Waterbury.
My. Were you born there?
Yes.
Well, that's very interesting. Were you ever born in San Francisco?
How could I be born in San Francisco?
Well, it's easy. I was.
I'm sorry, miss, but I must be off.
Well, aren't we all?
Casey, is George still in line?
Uh-huh, right there.
He is? Oh, gee, I better help him. George, I better hold that package for you before I have to hold you, too.
Thanks, Bill, but I'm next in line.
Well, here, give it to me and you stay in line.
Thanks.
Yes, sir, you're next.
I'd like to mail this package.
What package?
This bag. Bill, let's have that package.
Just a minute, George. I'm busy talking to this lady.
Well, stop talking and bring me that package, Bill.
Stop talking. I'm telling her about Swan. Now, Swan is the first really new white floating soap. It weighs better than old-style floating soap.
If you haven't got a package, will you step out of line?
Bill, bring me that package. You understand?
But George... Still gotta tell her that Swan is pure and gentle, as mild as the finest imported Castile soap. Perfect for bathing the baby. Easy on your hands when you wash the dishes.
She knows that. Bring me that package.
Wait a minute. Does she know that Swan is really a twin bar? You can break Swan in two and use one half in the kitchen and one half in the bathroom.
Come on, step out of line, please. Next.
Give me that package. I'm gonna break you in two. Now I'm out of the line again.
Oh. All right, here you are. Shucks, didn't even get a chance to tell her that Swan comes in a green wrapper with a white swan on the
front. That's so bad.
Well, don't worry, George. I'll get your place back to you. Just let me talk to this fella. Hello, handsome.
You mean me?
Oh, yes. My, that's a pretty suit you have on.
Oh, gosh, I'm glad you like it.
And your hair is so nice and curly.
Oh, shucks.
In fact, I think you're awfully cute.
Gee, thanks. But if you think your husband's getting back in this line, you're nuts.
But look here, mister, this was my place.
Get back.
Please, get back.
This is fine. There's a place for everything, and here I am again.
Well, now, George, you just stay right here. I'll find that superintendent if I have to do it myself.
Wait, lady. You don't have to bump into me again. I'll save you the trouble. Pardon me for beating you to it.
Oh, well, it's really my fault. I should have bumped into you sooner. Mister, do you know where the superintendent is?
Right there, the man in the light suit.
Oh, thank you. George! I found the superintendent!
Gracie!
I'll be right there!
Gracie, come back here. This thing is driving me crazy. I just can't...
George, are you still in the same spot?
Yeah, Paul.
Well, I'll see you later, kid. I gotta buy some stamps.
But, Paul, you just bought $20 worth.
I know, but when I started licking them, they tasted awful. So I put some orange marmalade on them.
Oh, fine.
Then they tasted so good that the... Well, I gotta go buy some more stamps.
So long. Hope he doesn't get his tongue caught in the canceling machine.
John, come here.
I'm fourth in line, not me.
But this is the superintendent.
Yes, come here, Mr. Burns.
Yes, sir?
What's this about you getting me fired and suing the post office for damages?
I never said that.
Not only that, my husband will have you transferred to Glendale.
Tracy, please.
We'll see about that. Now, what's your complaint?
I've got no complaint. I'd just like to mail this package.
Then why aren't you in line?
I was in line. You just called me.
I didn't call you. You called me. Now, get back to the end of the line.
The end of the line?
Yeah, get back. Get back. Get back.
Get back.
Get back.
Get back.
Oh, come on, Gracie. Come on!
You're not going to get away with that.
Well, this is fine. I'm at the end of the line again.
Who does that superintendent think he is? I'm going to find the Postmaster General.
Postmaster General? He's in Washington.
He is? Well, then you wait right here. I'll be right back.
Gracie, will you come back here?
George's life.
Well, Senor Lee would get back with that liniment. Can't move my arms. Gracie, instead of just standing there, why don't you rub my muscles?
Oh, George, I'm looking for them.
They're right here. Oh, I'm going to sneeze. Quick, get my handkerchief out of my pocket.
Well, you're sitting on it.
Well, help me. Don't just stand there.
Well, don't worry. I'll think of something. Oh, I thought of something.
What?
God bless you.
Thanks.
Ya llegué con rendimiento para los músculos. Aquí traigo a...
Well, it's about time you got back. Senor Lee, did you get the liniment?
Sí, senor. Here you are.
Well, I better run upstairs and get some flannels wrapped around your arms.
Senor Lee, where's the change for my $10?
Here it is, 30 cents.
30 cents? Liniment only cost a quarter.
Sí, senor. Even I was surprised by the sales tax.
Do you expect me to believe that the sales tax was $9.45?
I would prefer it.
Well, I don't believe it. Where's that money?
Well, I tell you the truth, Senor Burns. Outside, I met a poor old man. He looked so hungry, I gave him the money. I say, here, old man, for Christmas, buy something nice for your son. With tears in his eyes, he said, thank you, Carlos.
Carlos? How did he know your name?
My father shouldn't know my name.
Go on, get out of here.
Sí, cómo no, get out of here. Es lo único que dicen aquí.
Gracie, come on down here.
Well, for a minute.
If there's any liniment left over, I'll let you have some.
Oh, look. Here comes Ethel Wilcox up the front steps.
You mean that absent-minded woman from across the street?
Here she is.
Oh, hello, Sandra.
My name is Gracie.
Oh, yeah, I must remember that. Oh, my, your house looks pretty, Gracie. What a lovely old hat rack. Have you had it very long?
Well, I've been married to him for 15 years.
Oh, fine.
Say, I brought over a present for you, Gracie. Oh, now, where'd I put that thing?
Well, it's in your hand.
Oh, yeah, so it is. Well, here you are, and a merry,
Christmas.
Oh, yeah, I must remember that.
Well, thanks very much, Ethel. And I sent you a present today. I sent you some rocks for your rock god.
Oh, thanks.
Rocks? Do you mean to say that I stood in the post office for hours with 40 pounds of rocks for somebody that lives across the street? Why couldn't I take them over myself?
That's the postman's job. That's what he gets paid for. Why should I let you carry heavy packets like that?
Give me the list.
Presented by the Retro Radio Podcast, retro-otr.com.
I'll run along now, and I'll see you back at the house. Goodbye, boys!